So tonight is our third installment in the August meditation series, which was titled Deeper Connections. And really what I wanted this series to be was a deeper look at how our meditation practice actually informs our real life. Because to me, that's what matters. I think there are many people in the world that have the space or the inclination towards meditation for meditation's sake. And my bent is much more, I'm going to meditate so that I can go out and do the things in the most balanced way, the most joyous way for me. And so week one, we talked about deep listening. Then week two was deep speaking. And tonight is my favorite. Tonight is deep questioning. And I love this because I think it sums up the meditative path as a whole in many ways. Meditation is very much a first person experience. It is not meant to be top down. It is not meant to be read in a book and learned. It is meant to be experienced with your inner world, your life as the laboratory, as the science experiment. And if you look back at sort of ancient teachings around meditation, often you'll see a word in a language known as Pali, which predates Sanskrit, and the word is ehipasako, ehipasako. And what it means is come and see for yourself. And it was included in all the teachings along the way so that it was never take my word for it. This is how it is. It was, this is my experience. Now you try. And it was always meant to be a conversation between student and teacher, between self and self, right? An exploration. So we weren't meant to take somebody's word for it or trust it because we read it in a book or saw it online or because somebody's wearing, you know, holy robes of some sort. We were never meant to just take it at that level. We were always meant to dive into it from our perspective, our unique lived experiences, and see what it actually does for us. In yoga and in meditation, often very wise teachers are called sages with a capital S, sage. And originally, I just recently read this, that originally a sage, a noun, right? It really used to be used as a verb. So it wasn't a person is a sage, it was that you saged. And sage meant to taste life, to experience it, to explore it. And somewhere along the way, it became that the teacher is one who has tasted and now will tell me about it. And I feel like maybe there's some psychological way that that feels safer, perhaps, to sit and listen or to read in a book and intellectually understand something, and completely different and maybe more vulnerable or risky in a way to sit down and then actually see for yourself. But that's what the practice is asking of us. There's a story, and, you know, it's like an ancient teaching story. I don't know where it came from. And I recently have seen it like four times pop up, so I know I'm meant to share it with y'all tonight. And it's a story of a professor, a Zen professor. He like studies Zen Buddhism. And he gets to go meet with this like eminent Zen teacher. And he's so excited to go. So he goes and he sits down in front of the teacher and he says, tell me everything I need to know about Zen meditation. I've read this book and I've studied with this person. And he's starting to go on about all that he's already learned and explored and questioning. And in the midst of it, the teacher's like, can I pour you tea? The man says yes. He continues on talking. And the teacher starts pouring tea, and he's pouring, and he just doesn't stop. He keeps pouring, and the cup is overflowing, spilling all over the place until eventually the professor's like, what are you doing? Stop. And the professor said, this is you. Right? And until we empty this, there's no learning. There's no experience. There's nothing to experience because you already think you know, right? And so our invitation tonight as we practice is for all of us, myself included, to let go of the knowing And instead, just to sit down and step one, stop talking. Okay? So we're just going to sit down and listen to ourselves, to what comes up. And that can be so mundane and so powerful, right? It's so boring and so interesting to notice what you think about when you meditate, right? It's fascinating. So that's step one. And then step two is to really pay attention when you talk to yourself about it. Because the dialogue so often has subtle layers of judgment or a tone to it. I should be doing X, Y, Z. It could be different if blah, blah, blah. So notice the words that address your thoughts. And then this last place, the place we'll leave tonight, is this place of deep questioning, of exploring what your experience really felt like or does for you or gave to you. And I'll just share before we get started, Mark Nepo, my favorite. He wrote, "The sign of a good question is that the questioner is more alive for having asked it." The sign of a good question is that the questioner is more alive for having asked it. And I think it's so powerful that he didn't mention at all that there was an answer. When we question, at least from my perspective, my experience, I really want an answer. Immediately, I want a voice to say, this is the answer. And it's not often that way, right? Often we just ask the question. And then we sit down again and we ask that question again, or a new question. We keep asking it. The knowing comes not through words, right? The deeper, not through words, but through embodied experience. So we will meditate together tonight, yes? Take a moment to find a comfortable seat. And if you've already had your legs crossed, you might just uncross, cross the other way. Let your hands rest down onto your lap. And when you feel ready, you can let your eyes drift closed. If at any point it feels uncomfortable to have your eyes closed, please know you can always take a soft gaze down towards the ground, totally fine. And together as a group, as we land in our seat and in our practice, let's just start with a breath here. So take a nice big inhale in and release a sigh. Let's just do that again. Gather up your Monday, big inhale. And then a nice sigh, let it go. And our breath just drifts to its own natural pace now. Not needing to breathe any particular way to be right or correct in meditation. We just get to sit down and breathe. You might just take this first moment simply to check in with yourself and ask, how am I doing tonight? What's my mood or my energy? And as we start to settle ourselves here, the practice begins as we silently say to ourselves, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that, you feel yourself really sit down. Feel your hips relax, your thighs fully sit. And you might just subtly lift up and lengthen your spine so that you feel a bit awake, feel present. The crown of the head lifts up a touch. And the muscles through the face let go. So your forehead relaxes. The skin around the eyes, the jaw, even the tongue, it all softens. And you could relax your throat a bit here. You don't have to speak. You don't have to hold back. Maybe the next few breaths move out across your shoulders so that your shoulders just relax a bit. Maybe you sense the length or the weight of your arms. You notice, without needing to change it, how your hands rest. We take a moment to feel the way our chest rises and falls as we breathe. And perhaps some of you also feel breath down in your belly tonight. And if you can, I invite you just to soften the muscles of the belly a bit so that you don't feel engaged or protected. But we invite in a softness and openness in the front of the body. Back of our body sits tall. It reminds us to stay awake, to stay present. And the front of our body is soft, inviting us just to settle a bit deeper. As you can, I invite you to find your breath, just wherever you feel it right now, inside your nose, maybe the throat, the chest. Step one was no talking. You don't have to narrate the experience of your breath. Feel as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Allowing your awareness just to sit inside the breath. As we start to listen into silence, there will no doubt be a myriad of thoughts, words, worries, noises that arise. And none of that is a problem. In fact, you might even enjoy it. You might even feel a subtle smile as you notice what comes up. And just underneath that noticing, just underneath that noise, a piece of our awareness stays with the breath. We listen with curiosity. gradually here, taking a deeper breath in and out. Taking a second to simply notice where you are, where your thoughts are, where your words are, where your body is. When you feel ready, a little bit of movement in fingers and toes might feel good. You can gradually open up those eyes a bit. Let's just take a second to close our practice here with a breath, a nice deep inhale in. Release a sigh. As you let go of that practice, knowing that you did indeed taste for yourself in whatever way that experience went for you today. Thank you, guys. Namaste.